The Mafia is the last thing that haven't been cancelled. It's a misogynistic, macho...
Paradise Land.
good old days. Hey, leftists who think, oh, we're going to make the world... Why don't you go to crime?
Yeah, go to crime.
And make it more liberal. Conciliaries, why is it just men giving you advice and wisdom? What about a woman?
Conciliar X.
X, exactly. Conciliar X. They redo the Godfather. It's the God birthing human or whatever. It's not even God. It's nature... Owning Male Human, Part 2, with Timothée Chalamet. Wow, ladies and gentlemen,
Hi.
Welcome to a new episode of the Good Night Podcast. My name is Amirez, this is Gabriel Omassi. Before we start, I want to shout out to a special listener, Savannah.
Yeah.
Who messaged the page and told us she listened to every single episode except like one or two.
Really?
Yeah, she said she's been listening to
wow.
the old ones.
Wow.
So true fan, Savannah, you get a pin.
No way. Where's she
on
from?
Your boobs.
Georgia?
I think from Montreal. Yeah.
Savannah, Georgia?
Savannah, Georgia. She makes great chicken wings. and sweet tea. Yeah. How are you, Gabe?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's cool that the nice lady listened to all
the
episodes.
I know. Hey, shout out to nice ladies everywhere.
That's wild.
Who listen. Tell your friends.
That's like 100 hours, maybe more.
I listen to podcasts every day. I could see that happening in a couple of months.
Yeah, true.
Just let it run, you know. You find two guys that they're cool, they're funny, sexy.
I'm running out of podcasts. Like, I listen to every podcast.
You got to switch. Well, you listen to audiobooks, right?
Yeah. I started listening to, Are You Garbage is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I have one. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go on.
You know me. You know how much I love to travel. You know how much I'm missing travel.
Yeah.
I usually go to 2 trips a year. This year, I didn't go to the first trip.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you know what? Maybe we'll go to Edinburgh, but we won't.
Yeah, too bad.
So, you know what? I'm just going to focus on, like, I'll put the money into the comedy instead of traveling so we can do bigger shows elsewhere. So, anyways, there's a podcast I started listening to. It's Ari Shaffir.
Oh.
It's called You Be Trippin'.
Is it good?
And it's all about travel.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's like bitter good in the sense that
you want to do.
I am listening to it while I'm working, so I'm like, I don't want to work. I don't want to do any of this.
I know.
I want to be in a hostel eating boiled eggs in a hostel instead of eating boiled eggs here. I want to go be in like complete silence. No one knows me. I don't know anybody.
I'm just
observing
cool.
a world that is not mine.
But it's crazy. The more
eating
like
more ice cream
like
than
people we know are like spreading more and more. So even if you're like in the far reaches of like, I don't know, name a country.
Ecuador.
Yeah, there's somebody that probably knows us. Like, I think I have a cousin from Ecuador, so you can't actually be anonymous. Even if, like, I remember the first time I went to London, nobody knew me.
Yeah.
Now it's like, do you know Dion? Do you know Raji? And I'm like, no, I want to be anonymous. I don't want to be no connection back home, you know?
Do you feel the need to be anonymous?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
Well, if I'm in another city, I want to just, like, you know, like, Creed, hiding from, like, going and then, like, Yeah, and I'm like, and
all
then,
right.
And I just,
you have to censor all these words. You have to remember the first 5 minutes of the podcast is like for children.
It's a video game.
Yeah, but still, you go.
okay, fine.
No, it's you.
Barney.
Barney. Yeah, I'm a little,
okay.
I like the anonymity, but I don't mind if people recognize me. I just like observing because, like, oh, this is all new.
Uh-huh.
This is all completely new. So it's like it's fun to observe, you know?
Yeah. Or like you know, like when Tom Cruise was preparing for. Collateral. You know what he did? Like he got a job as like a FedEx driver for like 4 months.
Really?
And so he could pretend to like get in the zone of nobody knows him. And so he would deliver like packages to people for like 4 months and nobody knew.
Nobody recognized
which is insane. Like imagine.
Everyone's going like,
what a dumb.
Who's this 5 foot boy?
I know, what a dumb.
He's like super short apparently.
Oh my god, that's so. But yeah, like that.
But was he delivering it as Tom Cruise? Is like
he would have. Yeah, I know he's not running.
Apparently, he has in his contract.
Yeah.
He has to run.
Yeah.
In every movie he does.
Well, he started making his own movie so he could do it.
Dude.
Yeah.
He looks so cool. Everyone looks cool doing something. He looks cool running.
Yeah.
Blinking. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I don't know.
Skiing. You look cool skiing.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
And
yeah,
I look cool driving. I think.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever filmed you driving?
No, but I told you I had a little scrumuffle. What do you call it?
Altercation.
Altercation.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell you the whole story. So this is, guys, this is what happens in Montreal. So we have a show in downtown Montreal in the
village and there's not a lot of parking. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for parking and I see a guy get into his car. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait for him to take the spot. Mm-hmm. So I back up behind him and I put my blinkers and I'm waiting. Now, what do you do when you get in the car? The first thing you do, you don't start the car and then salam alaikum, you leave. No.
Oh, I set up my little phone.
You start going on your phone. If you're single, you start swiping. Uh-huh. You start going on Wikipedia, reading about.
Oh, wait. So you don't leave right away?
No, you know, you get in your car, you're like, let me set the music.
Oh, it's okay,
like
a okay, three, okay.
four.
Yeah.
There's an additional three, long. 4 minutes that have nothing to do with the
but
car.
But only if I'm in front of my house.
Yeah.
I'll like maybe spend 2 minutes. But yeah. If I'm at a parking spot, I'm like so aware. I'm like, there's someone waiting for me. Is my dad? They're looking at me. Is Jesus crying for me? Like, I'm always nervous. Like, I don't want anyone to be angry at
me. He says 2 minutes, but Claire told me it's like 25 minutes before he leaves. But it's okay. She said you said
she's exaggerating.
She says it's one of the things that makes her want to.
You know, she wants to leave in a second, but I set up my phone. I set up this and okay. She's like, oh, where are we going? Let's go. And I'm like, okay.
Anyways, so I'm waiting for him and I see he's on his phone. I'm like, okay, I do this too. Let me just tell him, hey, there's someone behind you. So I go next to him. I'm like, beep, beep. And I look and he doesn't respond. I'm like, beep, beep. And then he looks and he starts shouting at me.
Wow.
Dude, shouting like, but his window's closed. So I'm like, what? Like, why? So I open my window. I'm like, lower your window. Yeah. He's like, no.
I'm like, I can't hear you.
You just want to shout at yourself in your car. Like, there's.
Yeah.
You don't want to shout at me. You just want to shout. Yeah. And I just happen to be the reason. So I'm like, oh, geez, what a weirdo. So I back. I'm like, I'm going to wait for him to leave because I want to. There's no parking. So I'm, you know, I turn off my blinkers and I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting. Finally, he goes. I take the car. As he's leaving, I'm like, you know what? I don't trust this guy. He's crazy. This is a mental. Okay. So I take a photo of his license plate.
Oh.
I'm like, just in case.
Did you get out of the car or from your
car? No, from your car. Just, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I park my car. I take his spot. And then I'm going to take the bags. I hear the guy shouting. He starts shouting at me. He's like, what type of guy does this, what you did to me? I'm like, huh?
What'd you do? You did nothing?
I'm like, and I told you, like, the first thing I told him, like, hey, man, first of all, I'm not rude, okay? I'm a polite guy. So whatever you accuse me of, there's... She's like, you put your high beams. I'm like, I didn't put my high beams. Uh-huh. I put my flashers. And I'm like, oh, he's 20.
Yeah,
he's like, in the sense he's a... You know, they say, like, the new generation is getting softer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if I flash my high beams to your eyes, are like, ugh.
Okay.
But he's a soft generation. Like, oh, he put his blinkers at me.
It's like a beating for him.
It's like, so. I can't. I'm like, no, I put my blinkers at you. He's like, yeah, but then, you know, you I saw you taking a photo of my license plate. I'm like, yeah, I don't know you. What if you're going to go do something to my car? He's like, yeah. It says more about you than it does about me.
This
I'm
guy
like,
is really in
yeah,
his head.
I don't trust you.
This guy's weird.
And I'm like, sir, I'm not stop accusing. Like,
this is all psychology in this.
And I'm like, stop accusing you of being rude. I wasn't rude.
He wasn't.
I didn't honk at you. I didn't put my high beams. I put my blinkers at you. Yeah. And I just like, and I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to leave. Why is that rude?
Yeah.
Anyways, I was like, but I just thought about it. Like, if you're ever in an argument and you're like, hey, I did nothing wrong. I'm like, hey. Don't accuse me of being rude. Yeah, I'm not a rude person. Hey, stop. I'm not rude. And the guy will be like, oh. I straight, when I told him, I'm not rude. I wouldn't do that to someone else.
Yeah.
He's like, my feelings. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyways.
Did he say and he left?
And then he left.
Oh.
And my car, I mean, nothing happened to
no,
it.
No,
so.
No.
I didn't really check, to be quite honest.
These kids are, they forget. Their attention spans.
It was like early 20s, you know?
Yeah, even
Spotify.
It's
the age group I thought I was. I feel I am.
Oh.
I don't feel 40. I feel like I'm like 29.
Okay, yeah, 29.
So he's the age group I feel I am.
Okay, yeah. You like kids' attention spans, man. They don't know. They forgot. There's yelling at other bald guys.
The idea of. Like, oh, you want to shout at me? Okay, well, open the window so you can.
Yeah.
Let me. Why are you angry? Like, let's. He's like, no, I want to shout in my car with the windows closed.
The way you said angry was like was like an Asian guy saying it.
Angry.
You went angry.
Angry. Sorry.
Sounded like Asian.
Listen, angry with
Chinese kids. Hey, they're teaching you, man. As much as it's like they're finally reaching me.
Anyways, it's just so interesting. So interesting to be in an altercation. Like, oh, this could have been violent, but I handled it. I feel like a, you know how I handled it? Like, if I'm a teacher, and you know, it's the school playground that the children are playing, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I go talk to a child.
Especially now with the beard, it's a little spooky.
Yeah. What do you think of the beard?
Hey, I think it's
guys,
cool.
What do you think of the beard?
I think it's cool.
I started as me being lazy.
You need to, like, then again, I don't do any of that, but, like, there's beard oil and, like, Grecian formula.
Look what I bought. Let me go get some.
Okay.
Let me go get some.
All right. Let me do some predictions. He's going to get some olive oil. He's going to get Some truffle butter.
So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's see if I can grow a beard, make it look good. And I bought, you need a brush. So I bought this.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it looks like a, like a shoe brush.
Yeah, something that you, like you scrub a horse's foot.
Or I was saying, sometimes I wake up, I'm like, I feel like a... Like I'm gonna, and I just keep going. Let's just see how...
I want to feed you some carrots.
My balls. But it's nice.
It does feel nice. I love
I don't know what it does. I was hoping it would make everything straight.
It would probably even... Still a little when you grow your beard, your the skin in your face.
So this is for skin too?
It probably like rubs off the skin, which is very like... Because I get really... I get all my hair, winter, insanely dry. Like everything. So
you put cream?
I have to... I do Head and Shoulders almost every day.
No, but cream for your face?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I do. You see, it's like my face is a little red. It means it's dry. My beard
is my face red?
No, it's not. No. But like I do that. I don't do that because like I'll leave... Like, if I do that, like, as I'm working or whatever, I'll look down. I swear to God, the whole table is covered in, like, just beard.
Like, like the white skin?
Yeah.
Skin?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
But it's like, I gotta go get a Windex. I gotta go get a vacuum.
Just go.
I know, but then goes into Claire's eyes. Oh, it's so nasty.
She's used to it by now.
I know. It's just a little nasty.
Think about this,
man. I mean, it's nasty.
Aren't we lucky to be like heterosexual? Imagine you have to kiss this.
Yeah, but people like that. People love getting rammed.
Yeah, but this is not. It's itchy.
Yeah, it is itchy.
This is. Ugh.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it's not. I remember giving my dad a kiss on the cheek when he didn't shave. Yeah. What do you mean, it's okay to kiss your dad on the cheek.
No, I said as in. Wait, why did
it
go?
It came out as like.
Well, no, the when you, because I know the feeling, like the.
You do?
Well, like the.
The itchiness.
Yeah, like.
And I used to tell him, but dad, it pickles. Pickles?
Tickles.
No, tickles. No, not the tickles. It's prickles.
Prickly.
It's prickly. Thank you.
You know, I know the feeling when I went to the dentist, they numbed my face. I kissed the dentist. He's like, okay, it's free if you kiss me. He numbed my face, and then, like, I would go like this, lick my lip, and it felt like I was licking another man's lip because I couldn't feel it.
And then you're like, hard.
Yeah, I got really hard.
And you're like, doctor, not again. He's like, I'm right
behind.
It's
weird. It felt like I was like I had a corpse on my face. It was odd. I was like, this doesn't feel like. It felt like I was rubbing a man's head.
You could have given up. It wouldn't have been.
No, I wouldn't have felt it. Like,
I don't feel anything.
Yeah, oops. I had to close my eyes.
Maybe that's why drug addicts, they do drugs so that they're numb to the penis in the mouth.
All drug addicts are.
All drug.
That's why they're all in the village.
In the Navy. It was a fun show. Guys, if you're not coming to our Sunday show, the owner of the hotel was there and with his like
and we
families, they're so
put fun. On the show of the century that night.
I was stressed. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I was getting a little nervous.
I just fucking kept saying
we just kept saying the worst. And these old ladies, they loved it. They were like, "Whoa!"
Greek women, I think they're dirty.
Yeah, they have
to be. They're dirty,
they act
man.
So uptight, but then when you loosen them up, they're like.
Like, remember I told you that girl was like, "Yeah, like you, like I bet you." The girl who hit on me, who was married, she was Greek. She was like very like, "Oh, I bet you like tight ass, whatever."
Whoa!
And, and then I meet those Greek ladies.
Yeah.
In their what 50s?
Yeah, they have.
And
to
they're
be.
Like, "This is hilarious," and we're just talking about and jizzing, and
they like.
I'm like. I gotta find myself a Greek woman.
Yeah.
Your mom is?
Greek. Mm. Yeah. Nah, but she swears a lot, but she doesn't.
You don't know.
She doesn't like tight ass.
Well,
who knows? I
have an old man. Baby.
Welcome
hey,
to the
did
club.
You do your eyebrows?
Claire did them 2 weeks ago.
What did she do?
What did she do? She has like this little, it's like a little razor thing.
Here? Or on this, because
she does all everything.
Because they look very feminine.
Yeah.
They look,
They move. They move more when they were bigger.
They're lighter.
They move more. Because I do get a unibrow if I don't.
But now she gave you the arc. She arced
them.
She
did.
Yeah.
I don't look at my face that often.
She arced. Now I can.
Yeah. I look at myself in the mirror. I'm getting more in shape, and I'm like.
Really? Everyone who gets in shape starts doing that.
And I'm looking, I'm like, it's been like 5 minutes doing that.
Nice. Good. I have to say, I need to get in shape. When I see you guys like you and Sid all in shape, because I see myself on stage and I'm like, you know, like when you start doing comedy, like, hi guys. I'm like,
yeah.
And guys, the Jews.
I also notice when
I have an old man posture.
I like that. It's like kind of David Telly. It works for comedy.
Yeah, but I'm not. Am I? Is this the character? Is this who I am?
But that's not your character though, which doesn't mean like, cause you're more like you have ideas and you tell stories and bits. And so it doesn't really work with this. You're not like, so this last time I went to the store. You're more like, hey everybody, you're more like this.
Opera.
Like, yeah.
Opera.
Yeah.
Opera. But I'm like, oh, and I feel, and it's so much just my posture, like, especially if I'm doing like 30 minutes, mm-hmm. my body's like, at the beginning, I'm like, yeah, oh, and then like in the middle of the show, and then towards the end, I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh. I just want to fall down. I had to sit down like once or twice because I'm like, this is tiring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh.
I'm running more. I did 5.5 kilometers wow. today. Yeah,
on a treadmill?
Outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you wear when you run in this weather?
I wore a jacket. It was cold, and I wore like jogging pants and a sweater with like a t-shirt. And I have to get new running shoes. They're not that good.
Okay. But just a regular like your jean jacket?
Not a jean jacket. I have like a whatever,
like a sports
whatever I wore here.
Yeah. Isn't that like going to other people's houses jacket?
Yeah, it's I only
you
have
wanna,
one jacket.
You want to sweat?
Well, I'm not going to sweat. I didn't really sweat that much because I wore two layers. So I'm sweating through those clothes and my jacket's fine. Also, I'm not going to go. It's going to be summer in like a week. So I'm not going to buy another.
Because I know there exists clothes for people.
Well, typically I don't wear a jacket.
When you run?
Okay. Yeah, it was just today. It was like +5 when I ran.
And you don't want to run inside?
I went to the gym yesterday and I was like, usually I do weights, but I ran at the gym there 15 minutes and then
I never had that feeling. No? Like, you know, people who run in the cold.
Mm-hmm. It was sunny. It was nice. I don't like running cold. In the winter. Yeah, but I was warm by the end of it and it was nice. Oh, it's nice. And
I never experienced that.
No?
Never.
I like outdoors.
Never, never, never.
And I'm going to do there's like this thing every Saturday morning. Where it's like you people run, but then I won't do it this week because it's gonna be a snowstorm on Thursday apparently.
No.
Like a huge snowstorm.
No. I think it was April Fool's.
No.
Did the news come out yesterday?
No, today.
I think there's.
Look it up. I mean, you can go on the weather app. It's not like everyone.
Can you check?
Everyone's coordinating this like.
Because I saw that at like MTL blog or whatever.
Oh really? Yeah, Thursday sees snow.
Yeah, but wait, 80%.
It's gonna be. It's going to be like at least 15 to 20 centimeters, they're saying.
You sure?
This is what I read everywhere.
It's
fine. And then the next day, it's all going to disappear because the weather's temperatures going to go back up. Or the power lines might go down again.
And then we have...
Because remember last... That was like how it was last year. And then it was an ice storm. Mm-hmm. It was a mix between rain and snow and ice. It was around the time we did our live podcast, remember? Mm-hmm. And,
it
just happened and then we did our live thing.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
It was
during, around this time too?
Yeah, it was around the festival last year and a lot of the venues ran out of power and all this. So every year is going to be another natural disaster.
We better get used to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You're building the muscles for it.
Yeah. And what the hell else? I'm trying to... Yeah, I like running. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Did
you have a funny weekend?
Yeah, it was fine. One thing I noticed. Okay, so you know the... On Spotify.
Yeah.
Have you ever did the DJ?
Yeah.
Did you do the...
Yeah.
Why is he... He's like, hey, everybody, how's it going?
He's black for you, too?
He's
black for me, too. Yeah. All right.
What? I go... I have, like...
For some reason, I'm so proud. My AI DJ is black. So proud.
He's like, what's up, man? Yeah. I got all these tunes ready for you. Scoodly ba doo 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 doo. And then it's like I have an abusive relationship with him because it's like that song is so what's wrong with you? And it's like, oh, that's not bad.
You tell him?
I go. Like, I'm like, what is this
Wait,
crap?
You can talk to him?
I can't. I'm just yelling at Claire, basically. Oh, I'm just like, what is...
He hears it? How do you assume he gets the feedback? I don't understand.
Well... You know how you yell at an appliance that doesn't work?
Yeah.
You hunk of junk, you punch it. I'm like that, but with AI. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
I just, like, you know, road rage?
You're actually... you have to understand. For the first time, when you scream at AI, maybe AI is listening.
Oh, I don't know.
Your toaster, your TV were never listening, but now these things could be listening.
Yeah, they could be
now,
listening.
Now, if you hit that... Imagine you hit your phone.
It's a hate crime.
And then your phone is like, what have I done to you?
Black Lives Matter.
Because of a black iPhone.
Well, he's also like, hey, what's up, Gabriel? What's going on? And then it would be like, all right, I got my Saturday night tunes lined up for you. These some tracks from all around the world. Summertime, baby. And then it's like, dun, dun, dun. And I don't know what I can do. Joker to the left. I'm okay, like, so what is this, summer 1962? Like,
he still knows you're white. Okay,
okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so, I'm like, this song is like, know, who's parting to the song?
Who? This is, in my opinion, on what they based his personality. His personality based on the DJ you meet in an all-inclusive where every client is white and every wait staff is black, and the DJ is like, hey man, welcome to paradise.
Oh my God.
Oh, you feel hungry? Let me put some hungry songs for you, man. And the white people is like, ooh, this black guy is quite fun.
Yeah, and he's all,
I like black people.
He's playing Elvis only.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
And then he bangs one of the, you know, MILF.
But then all of a sudden it plays like, it's like obscure rap music. I don't know. And I'm like, what is, like, it's so random. It's not even like, it goes from super mainstream to like 20,000 listeners a month.
His boss is going to, hey, yeah, please, these white people. This is a 3-star hotel. Go back to sleep under your mix board. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We had this talk, I think. I was like, part of me, I don't know if you remember, we had this talk, and I told you I was proud that my DJ was black. Because what if you like your DJ, like, well, hello, today we are going to listen to Mozart number 5.
I like that.
Oh, well, apparently not compared, you know. I think you want to be part of that.
Oh, the elite?
But the fake elite.
Like, oh, like Frasier. Yeah.
However, AI is like, no, this guy is a piece of garbage. Who goes to 3 stars all inclusives and gets shit faced on cheap rum.
I went to a 5-star hotel in Cuba, which is like a 2-star like, anywhere else.
Exactly. And he got drunk on rum. That's he's like, I know what type of guy he is. This is what he aims to be, but this is who he is.
Cuba stinks.
It's funny because that DJ was like, oh, let's play. Like, because I listened to like hardcore hip hop with a bunch of N words, but I also listened to opera. So he'd be like, what's up? And now let me spin that tune of Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah, right. Like, it's weird.
He's
still
he knows black it. DJ, yeah. But he's like bringing Luciano Pavarotti or Beethoven.
Yeah,
he's like, here's a little bit of Beethoven to start your day right. And then afterwards, like, I saw the sign.
Yeah, right. It's not bad.
I opened up my eyes. I saw the
sign. It kind of makes, it thinks for me, which is good, which I like.
Does it think for you or does it do
things for you? Well, because I'm dressed, I'm on the highway. I can be like, I'm touching the like, so I just click the DJ and I just go skip.
I do that.
It's hard because, you know, the Waze app, like, is there a way to talk to the Waze app to change your music? I don't think so, right?
No. But
I just want to yell the music and I gotta get a newer car. That's all I gotta do.
No. I think Siri, you can say, hey Siri, play blah 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 on Spotify.
Oh,
like, try now.
Oh, no way.
You have Siri, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey Siri, play I Saw the Sign on Spotify. There you go. Oh, that's amazing.
All right, let's not get
Oh, that's amazing.
So, no, you have a program that you have to press a button. But if you just say, hey Siri.
What?
You won't have to press the button, so you can be driving and just tell it to do something.
Dude, that's amazing.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't. I get a phone and then I'm like,
and
I don't
lose it.
I don't want
to use one phone. Yeah.
I don't want to know you, and you don't know me. I don't want to know anybody to do a phone. Like, I don't want him to know anything about.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I don't use it.
It knows my face though.
I don't use that option because I don't mind pressing buttons when I'm driving because I'm like,
yeah.
What's going to happen? I'm going to kill another cat. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know? Just have to be careful.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Also, I listened to the same song on repeat for like I went to Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I went to Ottawa on Friday. Mm-hmm. On the way there, I think I listened to 2 songs.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Damn. Did they give you like a background of the song at one point? Did they just like the song. How about tell you who wrote it? And
no. I don't need the DJ. I don't need the AI. I listen to a song like, oh, that's my song of the week.
Whoa.
The day, and
okay.
Damn. So I think I was listening to Beautiful Life by Ace of Base and Sarah Smiles.
Sarah Smiles by
Daryl Holtz and
Hall & Oates or whatever.
Holtz, yeah. So you don't like listening like listening to the same song on repeat?
Yeah, a few times.
Fully absorb it. Oh, sorry. And another one, and that one I listened to the most was Jamiroquai, Cosmic Girl, which in my opinion, Jamiroquai Cosmic Girl, it's the best driving song.
Oh yeah,
in the history of music. And not only you want to go faster, you feel that you're a better driver. Because you're just switching lanes smoothly. I must have died and gone to heaven. Because it was... But he's doing this in a video clip in a Ferrari. I'm doing this in a 2011 Mazda 3. But it's still stick shift. So I love driving to good songs.
Jamiroquai made an appearance in the movie The Nutty Professor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he plays... You know, have you seen that? I've seen The Nutty Professor recently. Mm-hmm. And, okay, that movie is... I'm going to bleep this, but the most... movie in the history of 90s movies. It's presented like a children's movie. It's all like that, you know, like 90s kids movies where it's all like da 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 da, and it's like the professor and it's all cartoonish, but then all of a sudden it's like they say the n-word, they drop the f-word, but it's like, who's this movie for? Is it for kids or like I'm the one laughing? I realize it's kids. For me,
it's
dude,
for, no no, it's for The Nutty Professor was for kids when kids were in the 90s, so it's high beam kids. Now they're blinker kids. Remember what I said before?
Hype. Oh.
We're younger. We could take your mom going, hey.
Yeah.
You know what? Try and see a mom does this to one of her son right now. That's it. She's going to get shot with the vaccine
Amber alert
in the
right
hat.
Away.
Exactly. Amber alert. All
vaccine in the head. Rat's hilarious.
She's like, oh, no. You know what I mean? It's such, you can't do this.
Oh, shit.
They'll take away her son, make him a daughter. Give him a new... You need a new identity. Do I get a new name? Do I get a new last name? No, you get a new gender.
That's great. That's so...
You know, like Secret Service programs? What's it called where they... when they take someone like, okay, we'll give you a new identity.
Oh, the witness protection.
Witness protection program, but it's 2024. You just get a new gender, but it's just you. I'm like, I'm not, I'm a she, I guess.
Nobody recognizes you anymore. Hello, ma'am.
Where am I? Because someone will come to you like, hey, aren't you Gabriel Omassi? And you're like, no, I am Gabriella. My pronouns are she, her. And the guy's like, well, I don't want to be, you know,
they can't,
I don't want to be accused of being homophobic or what, transphobic. Yeah. Okay.
So, the,
I guess you don't owe me $200. I know. Gabriella doesn't owe
the
me
mafia
$200.
Is like, oh, they got us.
What are we going to, we don't want to be politically incorrect. Yeah. The mafia is the last thing that haven't been canceled. It's a misogynistic, macho.
Paradise land.
good old days. That's it. The mafia is the last bastion. Hey, leftists who think, oh, we're going to make the world. Why don't you go crime? Why don't you go to crime?
Yeah, go to crime.
And make it more liberal.
Go downtown.
Yeah. Say, all right, guys, we need a new mafia head.
Yeah.
Conciliaries. Why is it just men giving you advice and wisdom? What about a woman?
Conciliero. Huh?
Conciliera? Why don't you don't want a conciliera?
Conciliar X.
X, exactly. Conciliar X.
That's so
stupid. They redo The Godfather. It's the God birthing human or whatever. Birthing male human.
The God birthing
human. It's not even God. It's nature. Nature owning male human. Part two. With Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. Oh,
just as I leave, they let me back in, or whatever. Whatever the expression is.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's funny. That. Oh man.
So yeah, come on, leftist. Come on. Show us how good you are. Go make a crime more equalitarian. You know.
Oh, that's great. I love this. This bit is the best bit ever. Sometimes when we're on stage and like you're going at it, just like making fun of someone until I'm surprised they're not crying. I'm like just watching and I'm like, I forget I'm on stage. I'm like laughing. I'm like, yes, ha ha. And I'm like, oh, wait, I need to like, then I do a zinger and it's like meaner. And I'm like, oh, wait.
Okay, the zingers, sometimes they close the, it's perfect. It's perfect. Once my brain starts firing her up, I'm like, I'm just I'm just vomiting ideas.
I'm trying to think of like the perfect zinger. I'm like, all right, boom.
You're thinking?
Yeah, I'm the perfect zinger.
I thought you're just waiting for the brain to say something.
I'm thinking of the perfect. Sometimes I think of
it. How can you think of a zinger?
Well, I'm thinking of it or it came to me and I'm just waiting
it came
for
to you.
I'm also thinking, like, okay, just think.
Please show me because I don't know how to think.
Maybe that's the problem. I think too much when I'm on stage.
You do.
I think a lot.
You got to stop doing that.
Well, it's hard because
I don't think at all.
Oh, I think a lot. Yeah.
But what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking.
How can you think of something funny? Think of something funny with the microphone now.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Like, I can't. Like right away.
In the it depends in the situation. But like sometimes also just comes out. Whatever. Like I'm riffing and raffing. But also, but if I have time.
Give me an example.
Let's say you're
talking like, haha, you're fat. I want to make love to your mom. She can lick my ass, and I will eat her.
Come on,
bro. Jump in. Come on, Gabe.
What I'm trying to think, because there wasn't, let's say like on Sunday, there was these ladies, right? And you're talking about like they're old. Or,
I didn't say they're
old. Not old. They're something to do with religion, I think. And then I'm like, religion. They're older. They're aunts. Then you mentioned the godmother. And then I'm like, can you baptize me? That's, you know, just connected.
Really okay, quick. But there's no thinking in that.
I was thinking, it's not like, it's like 2 seconds.
Okay. I don't do zero thinking.
Oh, wow.
I cannot think. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, I don't know how to think funny. Mm. It just has to come to me. I just have to keep going and just, it will. It's funny how we think differently.
Well, I can sit down and like, let's say I can come up with this, let's say like a funny video or a sketch. Yeah. I think about it. Like I'm not, it's not like, I'm like,
really?
Okay, that's funny. And then I put it together.
How do you know, okay, that's not funny? Does that thought ever come?
If it's something that I like, okay. I like that. That's
something. But it's not funny. Something you go, that's not funny.
Something that's not funny.
Do you ever make something like, that's not funny?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Where I'm like, that's like, if it's something I've heard like 10 times.
Because for me, thinking is solving a problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's a puzzle or it's like backgammon. There's like, but if it's coming up with ideas, it's not thinking. They just bloop, come out.
Yeah.
I think, like, when I think, for example, it's like I'm organizing. Mm. Let's say I'm doing my joke. Okay, I did this joke. I know this joke, next joke is coming. How can I connect both? Someone interrupts me. Oh, this brings up this idea. I'll do this joke. Back up, put it in first gear again. Go back and do my, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. For me, this is thinking. Mm-hmm. Just being funny, I don't know how to be funny if I think. Dude, if I think, I wouldn't say any of the words I say. I say horrible things.
I know. That's why I think too much.
Just, God. And they seem to enjoy it, so.
Yeah, I know. The thing, like, when I think, I guess when I think, it's almost, I'm also thinking about, like, do people, like, say this a lot? And then I'm like, oh, I shouldn't say this because it seems like a little, either too offensive or too hacky. So I'm like, ooh, should I not say that? Because, like, would I, from the stage, be like...
Listen, you can be hacky a little.
I know,
You can be, especially
but
if
I am hosting. I am getting more hackier.
Just, you know, just in the... Especially when you're hosting.
Yeah.
The first joke has to be a little...
Yeah.
Either hacky or clearly in the format of a joke. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, he speaks in jokes. Yeah. These are jokes. Nothing he says
which I like. Really I don't think is hacky. I think that's like... Just like you're actually being a comedian, you know?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't, it's not something I'm realizing, like comedy, where you're like, you're just Luciano Pavarotti, mm-hmm. you stand on stage, everyone's like, and you go, and everyone's just listening, and that will happen once every 100 show.
Yeah, I
most
know.
Most shows, you're like, hi, then a guy coughs, and then, all right, let's change gears. They seem to not react to this joke, so let's try something. It's never like it's a never perfect, like as you prepared it in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
You cannot think this way.
I know.
You cannot.
I know.
It's not healthy.
I know.
Also, I'm learning now that most people don't wake up at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So when it's 10 p.m., and you're like,
yeah, they're like a little worn out from the whole day.
It's been a long day, you know. We woke up at 8, so sometimes I don't get the big, and I'm all about energy.
Uh-huh.
I just, if they just go like, if I don't, and I, you know, my hearing wants a certain level. Like I look at the room, I need this certain level of laughter, to I know that I'm doing very well. So if I get it a little below, I used to go like, ugh, and then I'm trying. I'm like, oh, they're just old.
Yeah,
or like
they're
tired.
Chilling,
there's a limit of how much energy you can get from people when it's.
Yeah.
But what pisses me off is sometimes you'll do a really good joke and then the level is higher of laughter. You're like, you're capable of doing it.
I know, but that's the testament of your joke, you know.
Yeah, so I need to write better jokes, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, okay. That's what I like. Well, how's everybody doing tonight? When I do that at the beginning and I do it again, is. Only to see how much energy, because if there's no jokes and there's no need to think, you just need to say a sound. If they're not thinking, if they're just doing a sound, this is as high as they can go.
Yeah.
So if I can get laughter this high, that means they're not. No one is thinking in the room.
Yeah.
They're just listening.
That's great. I take that. Let's say like I'm doing that. That's. the Theater St. Catherine show on. I take that. I'm like, because I'm the first person on the stage, and I go, hey, "How's everybody doing tonight? How's everybody doing tonight?" And I'm like, "Oh,
Every close in the city has taken this formula without really understanding. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two understood what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. It's just to get them to, as I said, because shout right now. Here, shout on this pillow. Just shout really hard. Okay, see." Were you thinking about? Were you thinking about chocolate or your wife or the rent?
About the pillow a bit.
Yeah, but okay. So imagine there's no pillow and you just go. Yeah. Okay, do it again with no pillow. Okay, Jesus. See, for that small you weren't thinking about anything.
No.
So that's the amount of loudness you can get. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm repeating myself. Am I repeating myself?
What are you doing? You're explaining it to me. Yeah.
So that's when I see humans like that's the amount a crowd. That's the amount. Of volume decibels they can produce if they're not thinking at all.
Okay.
So if I can get laughter to that level,
yeah,
and that means they're not thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
my
association. Like they're laughing. I'm thinking for them.
Yeah.
They're fully listening to the jokes. And if I can get, if in my head I get away with it, they're gonna get away with it, and they're gonna laugh about it.
Oh, interesting.
That's why I was telling a friend who was about to record an album. And he's a very good host. I'm like, dude, you don't need a host. Mm-hmm. You don't need a middler or opener. Just get on stage, host for yourself. Mm-hmm. First 10 minutes of hosting, and then start hammering with jokes.
Yeah, because really in a recording, all they do is just take out your jokes. They don't need you to be like you know, like in some specials, they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Carson or Johnny. I'm thinking of people I don't know. Johnny. And he's like, you see him walk out. You don't need to see all that. To see the special starts with you on stage already, just making jokes. You don't
unless it's funny, like if unless it's funny on the way there.
Yeah, what are you gonna trip over something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
but
like,
if you walk and you look funny,
yeah,
I think it's funny. I think when Louis C.K. walks and he's like,
he looks funny. Yeah.
He looks funny. You don't have to trip and fall for
but
the joke.
But that's also like so, like that is so archaic now.
Hey,
like comedy should just be like you're on stage and then it like even the last joke just cuts to black. Like it should just start in the middle of like the joke and end just before it ends. Like that's how all people have a attention span for now. Like a special everybody Louis C.K.
Swipe.
But that guy like Louis C.K. get away with it because he's the best ever, and I could watch him sit in a chair all day.
We're all excited to hear him.
Exactly.
Think.
Yeah.
No one is excited to hear us. Also, that's not something else I learned is that you need a good crowd. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know how to get someone who's just here to be entertained to listen. Because I have jokes where you have to think. And if I'm not just like laughter, if I'm not like Dave at telling it, if I just want to bring up an idea, there's something they're like, no, this is, no, we're not going to laugh. I don't know how to get a crowd who's not like a orchestra. Just, oh, let us listen. You know my joke about Gen Z, our better generation?
Yeah.
I do that in rooms where they're not like pristine.
Okay.
And they're like, ha ha ha, ha ha. It's not like, or my joke about Israel and Palestine, the bike and if the crowd is not like fully
really,
maybe it's me, maybe I don't know.
But those are like in my head closer bits, like towards the end when everyone's
all
like.
I have our closer bits.
No,
baby.
But you know we also have shorter bits that are like zingers and zangers and.
What is this white thing on my camera? Is that gum? What the hell? Why is there gum on my camera?
It's not me.
Is it me? Oh man, you're gonna keep all of this. Me?
Why do you have gum? I mean, you do sometimes keep your phone in that bag with all the gum.
No, do I?
I don't know. Wait,
let me make sure there's no gum. You're about to ask me if I'm excited for something.
Oh yeah, that was a while ago. How do you remember that? That's crazy.
Because I interrupted you. I don't like it.
Are you excited for the eclipse?
Yeah.
The eclipse?
Because I have the glasses. Because I told my friend, he's like, oh, did you get your glasses? Mm-hmm. And I said, no.
Oh.
And he said, get your glasses. And he knows me. So I'm like, I should get the glasses.
Yeah.
And I bought the glasses on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
That's, if he wasn't like, Amir, I know you, buy the glasses. I would have never bought the glasses.
Damn, that's so cool. Okay. So you're going to go look outside and be like,
I guess I'll step outside the balcony. Yeah. Smoke my shisha.
That's so cool. So we're lucky because we're in the path of totality, right?
Yeah.
There's people. So I joined There's nothing sadder than a small Reddit group on the internet. There's nothing more pathetic. So I joined the...
No. They found a community. Okay. Why does that bother you? You're part of that small... We have 6,000 subscribers. We are a small Reddit community.
Okay, let me rephrase. There's nothing... There's nothing sadder than a group of nerds.
Why? I was part of groups of nerds. They're fun. Their lives are a million times more interesting than yours.
They're so excited.
I edit for 9 hours and then suck my girlfriend's... And then I ask her, sweetie, can I go record a podcast? And then you record a podcast. And then you go back home and you do a open mic and you take a and go to die. Oh, their lives like, oh, I learned something interesting. Okay. I learned something new. Why? Just because you have a wife and they're so single and lonely?
Okay. God, let me rephrase.
Hey, man, you're a nerd.
There's nothing more sadder than a girl. Okay, let me tell you what I was trying to. That's really funny. Okay, so there's a groups of people that are like, whatever, they're traveling. They're let's say they live in Idaho. They're like, oh, I want to go see. So they're like, there's so many nerds that are going to these cities that are in the path of totality that they're putting state of emergencies because they're all the hotels are booked up, everything, every Airbnb. Yeah. People are like, millions of people are going. And then I read one guy's thing. It was like, guys, now I can't tell the story because I feel bad for the guy.
By all means. I'll scream at you if it's a
He was like, the guy's life got in the way and I can't go to the eclipse this year. And everyone in the comments is whatever writing so sad. And then he wrote in the comment, he wrote, it's okay. I've come to, what's it called?
Realization?
Yeah, realization. I've sobbed a few times. See, now I can't make fun of the guy after.
You can't make fun of him? Because like, why are you posting it? Go, okay, you want to cry? Go cry. Don't like post a video, talk about you cried. Yeah. Be a man. You didn't go? Okay, well, work harder. Go be a man. Yeah. Be a man.
Yeah.
No, you should mock him because he posted a video about him.
Well, it was him writing like a little blog post.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, he says he posted a video.
It was him talking to him. I don't even know. It was like a text. It was a comment.
Okay, because you said he posted a video.
Oh, no, I said it in the comments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, he's gay. It's
okay. But I'm sorry, excited. Guys.
It's okay.
For the Reddit.
Stop crying. Be a man.
All right, I'm leaving the group. So don't worry.
You're part of the group.
I'm not part of the group. I looked at it.
Listen, here's the thing. I'm thinking right now because, you know, I'm the businessman in this relationship. Mm-hmm. You're the artistic director. I'm the businessman.
Okay.
So, you see, here's my business mind going like, oh, I could Airbnb my apartment.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people. I know two people who message me, come, hey, we're coming to Montreal for the eclipse.
The eclipse?
Yeah, it's eclipse tourism.
This is crazy. These are nerds among such nerd.
Like, I wonder if, because Montreal is known for sex tourism. Uh-huh. I wonder if, like, the prostitutes, they're like, guys.
Yeah.
The eclipse, quick, shave your ass. This is going to be a busy weekend.
It probably will. It's like Grand Prix weekend.
Formula One of the moon.
Yeah. But I guess it's going to be, this weekend might be really busy everywhere then. Like, yeah. But it's all going to be nerds. All the libraries are going to be filled with people.
No. People who, why? Is that, it's not nerds.
It's some big nerds, times nerds. Big time
some
nerds.
Some nerds are going to travel. And some nerds, here's the thing. Some humans, they just want a reason to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's an eclipse, we're like, if you have money, let's say you have money.
Okay.
And you can work or you can not work whenever you want. You're a man. You can do whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
And your wife is like, oh, there's an eclipse coming to Montreal. And you're like, oh, let's just go buy two tickets and go. So the wealthy travelers, they don't have to wait till the eclipse comes to them.
Yeah.
They will go to the eclipse.
But a lot of these people, it's like their once a year vacation as they go to the eclipse.
I think there's a small minority like this. But yeah. I think wealth traveling, dude, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of millionaires in Montreal. Because out of all the cities where there's going to be a total eclipse, I think Montreal is the coolest, no?
Montreal, I think there's some in the States. I don't know. Montreal is the coolest. I think like California, they have one or something. I don't know.
Montreal is cooler.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Montreal is cooler.
Yeah, Montreal is cool. It is, hopefully, it is going to be like, good weather that day.
Everyone from out of town, like we have so many tourists because it's a cool city.
Uh-huh.
That's you know, when you live here, it's tough, but I think we have a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
Because it's a cool city. So, and it's a metropolis, like New York City. So people are just going to come, like, oh, let's go to Montreal.
Well, anyway, I stick to my statement. There's nothing sadder. Than a nerd group. I do hate watch. Like, I don't even comment anymore. When I was younger, I used to comment on stuff. Now I'm such a judgmental. Like, my mind is still like 19 years old judging. Like, I joined this group. It's box office. It's just people doing box office predictions of the next movies and people arguing about which movie is going to make more money. And then when a movie makes a lot of money, they're all surprised.
Okay.
It's that's the whole group. And I just judge. But I read it. And then I'm now interested in the group. Okay. And now I'm making my own predictions.
Listen, we're all interested in darkness.
Yeah.
It's normal. This is your, like, the gossip and the infighting is what you're attracted to. Like, an insult. Like, look at these nerds. I'm subscribed on Instagram to a channel or whatever it's called, and all it does, it gives the backstory to gruesome or gruesome, like a guy goes, hey, were you doing a barbecue? And the other guy is like, it's a cartoon playing with music in the background, and then they show you the real story with a song, you know that song?
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, so it's a guy going, hey, were you doing a barbecue yesterday? And the guy is like, no, like, oh, because it smelled like you were, you know, doing a barbecue. And the guy's like,
it was a guy, or
and the other guy's like, and then you see him, like, he's sweating, and boom, it shows, like, oh, man cooks his wife on a barbecue and then eats her body, and it just gives you the whole explanation of the story. So, like, I'm attracted to that type of person.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just a crazy, like, oh, I want to marry you, but our parents won't let us. Well, let's. And then and it's true. It's a true story.
Whoa.
Some people, like real psychopaths, they just want to attain to the goal. They're like, oh, we'll just get rid of that. And then same.
Wow.
Very scary. Guy is like, you got caught eating all these people. Why did you eat all these brains? Is that because this is how you get smarter? And then they show you his real face. And some people just look
evil
and crazy. Uh-huh. Some people are so gullible. Uh-huh. Like a woman. There's one that I read. A woman. It's found to have a husband. And they're like, why did you have a husband? And turns out that she had like a love affair with a guy she was texting on Facebook.
Okay.
So a guy slid in her DMs and he was messaging her. And he's like, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave my wife. You're going to leave your husband. We're going to be together forever. But, you know, you need to. You need to have a son for us to be together. And turns out the person who, like, she fell in love with. It's a fake account. It's like she's phishing them. It's like her mother-in-law or like her friend was playing a prank on her.
Yeah.
But she believed it.
Oh my
God. She goes or like her husband.
That's
or
nuts.
Him.
That's insane. That's scary. Like, dude. Like, I get like spam messages all the time and they're getting like more. They're like appealing to your vanity more and more.
Hey, Gabriel Massey, how can one man be so hairy. They've been listening to myself.
Or like one person wrote me being like, oh, I love your you have a beautiful Facebook photos. Can I draw you in my next thing? Oh, I think you'd be a great subject for my art. And I'm like, it's about time, you know. Somebody recognizes that I'm goddamn beautiful. And then I'm like, oh, it's supposed to. But then it's funny. I look at the friend. I'm like, it's like Ali Mohammadi is friends with this person. And all these people are like 50 people all felt like became friends with her. And I was like, oh, my God.
You see, that's why I'm like, I look at myself. I'm like, this is not worth being painted by anyone.
I was like, what?
This is a phishing scam.
This spooky.
It's funny because it appeals to the North American new mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have your consent to draw you? If you want to draw a picture,
show me.
You don't need our permission. You just draw me.
I wonder how
do I have your consent to draw you? It really, those Indians have been like watching American news. Like, okay, consent, very important. Okay, can I steal your money? Well, he asked for consent. Yeah. I guess I have to.
I've been watching.
So silly.
I've been watching this show. I just started like the other day. It's like a 2005 reality TV show. Cause like you go on Netflix, you're like, I hate all this. It's terrible. And then you go on Prime. Yeah. Prime has weirdest programming. They have like shows from like 2002 that no one's ever watched. Like weird, like, dude, shows from 2000s. They look like they're from the 80s, man. It's insane. Like it's a show called Beauty and the Geek. You ever hear of this show? So it's a group of nerds that love eclipses. It's just like 10 nerds, and they set them up with 10 hot like models.
Oh.
And so at first you think it's going to be them bullying the nerds and the nerds being all nervous around. Really, they both learn. The nerds become more confident, and they all become like hot somehow. Huh? And the girls become smarter in the end or something like that. It's like It's a rivet. It made me want to do a social experiment because it's not like it's not a reality show where it's like they're dating or anything. It's literally just like put these two people together and see how they learn.
You want to do a speed dating event?
I want to do a social experiment where we get like 10 people and 10 other people and put them together. Just I think that would be so interesting.
We have to market it differently. Like let's if it's a dating thing, it's a speed dating, and like we make it like you have to send us your CV for us to choose you and a photo, and we choose who's part of the speed dating. We want to choose the best.
And we can – it would be interesting because then
like, – them all. What do you think, Gabe?
And I go to the nerds of the eclipse that
no, Monday. I was talking about the nerds.
Oh, yeah.
I eclipsed that.
Well, it wouldn't be that hard because let's say we'd have an event at the hostel or something. Yeah. And then we have like a couple of cameras and then we just record our microphones and then we bring the nerds on stage and the women on stage. One by one, they introduce themselves. And then whoever decides to like date, let's say go on a real date after, bring them on stage. you bang them and that's I love the idea of a social experiment. I don't know, like I love just two people that because it's not me. Uh-huh. I get to witness something interesting. I don't have
you
to
get
be,
to be like the doctor behind the experiment.
Well, it's even I want to be the doctor behind the doctor. Like I just want
to
be like
who gave birth to the woman who gave birth to the doctor.
Well, I want to be like behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah,
like
the doctor.
Yeah, I know.
The guy behind the one-way the one-way glass.
Yeah, okay.
Where you can see them, but they can't see you.
Yeah, I want to be like just.
But what do you want to do with that data? You just want to observe?
I just put it on YouTube.
You want to be the voyeur?
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. And seeing like, we get like 10.
What would we do to them? Like, okay, so let's say we get 10 hot girls and then 10 like.
We could just rip off this show.
We've had this talk before. I don't like it when we rip off ideas.
We just rip because they did others. It okay, and it's produced by Ashton Kutcher in early 2000s.
Yeah, but now apparently he's like a
Diddy. Oh, really? Okay.
Apparently he's like friends with Diddy. And
okay, we need to change it. All anyone after, if you have $1 billion, I think that you have to kids or like you get
a billion. You think that's a like. Yeah. Like 99999999, and then clink, and you're like,
it doesn't
work. You're like, God dang it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
So you want to tell me? Well, yeah, in the old times, everyone kids. So I guess everyone.
They were rich in spirit.
But if you
like philosophy, like Aristotle, he was like, "I have so much to give them to give $1 billion
worth." That crazy. So much of our knowledge is based on these guys and apparently the old kids. Like, because they're not. It's not math or music where you go. You know what? We can separate the art from the artist. You know.
Mm.
You know,
Einstein, it's not. It's like our fundamental society.
Like as a human being, how you're supposed to live
is
banged on a guy who also, you know, 7-year-olds.
Well, there it was a mentorship program, right? Where like you lived with an older man and he taught you the ABCs and the 1-2-3s.
And then he taught you the
and then the ALS.
The log 5000 or
whatever. Exactly. So it was like a weird, like they take you away. Like I think this was like the Spartans did this. Wait, where did I learn this? I feel like I heard this off Joe Rogan, so it can't be true. So they take you away from your family, and then they give you to another man.
Another man.
And then you fall in love with this man, and then you learn everything about like the world.
Like, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
I think this is wrong.
Well, no, this is also what I've learned, like from school and stuff. They part of the Spartan Empire.
Yeah.
Was they take you, like let's say you are a good specimen. They're like, okay, we need to teach you how to battle, but also teach you how to be smart. So they take you and they give you to like an older elder man that knows all this knowledge.
Yeah.
So he has sex with you and also teaches you, and then he gives you over to a sword master, and then he has sex with you and teaches you.
So
you fall. Yeah.
You just get banged for knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, aren't you happy to be like you don't no one bangs your. You can learn like equations,
but
imagine.
But what if you really enjoy it?
Maybe that's why kids
it.
Don't like learning
because they're not having fun.
No, no, because genetically they've been getting used to like, oh, you want to learn math? I gotta
exactly.
So their brain associated like input of knowledge was getting ass, so they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why maybe kids like do your homework. I don't want to because in their mind it's after homework you got banged in the ass.
Yeah,
so you never want to do your homework.
But maybe kind
of, or maybe not.
But maybe they're like they enjoyed it. They fell in love with these old men, and they
it
fell
must
in love.
Hurt.
They fell in love with sword
Dude,
fighting.
I took big as an adult, and I had a tear in my eye. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can't assume a big in and out and in and out and a little baby.
I know.
Don't make me imagine this.
I didn't.
It must be horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it was Greek times. There it was different. It was they were older looking. They were children. There
X was no plus 5 equal 10. What's yeah. X?
There was no Barney or Mickey Mouse to watch. It was just that.
Getting banged in the ass by by Socrates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's horrible. I don't know how much you can keep of this if not and not get this.
Just bleep it.
Yeah, just bleep it. And Greek.
Hey, it's interesting.
How do you feel that that's part of your ancestors? Like, my ancestors were not known to be. Your ancestor is a Greek Italian.
Were they were your ancestors weren't known to
Arabs.
Be
Arabs? No, I don't think they bang kids.
But what about like the ones
they
that? Yeah, but what about the ones that like have remember every Wednesday? It's like have a sex with your
friend.
Yeah,
that's day. Like Afghanistan Pashtun, but I don't think like in the Crescent. I mean, there is stories about our prophet. It's crazy because you see Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
Apparently married a 9-year-old or an 11-year-old.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Listen, ask a sheikh. Apparently, they say it's to bring peace in regions like
Darth Vader.
Sorry?
Remember last week you said Darth Vader was a sheikh?
yeah, it didn't make it into a short, guys. Know what it's not. It's okay. But it's funny because like Socrates, you know, bank kids. Prophet Muhammad, who's like the voice of my religion, apparently married a 9-year-old.
Wow.
It's always, I'm curious. I'm curious why these...
I wonder why.
Do you think... Do you think in 3,000 years they're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein like we talk about Socrates?
Yeah.
Like this guy was a socialite. He lived he showed you that like he mingled with the greats of society.
He brought together minds.
He brought together minds. Who knows how many things happened because, okay, he also banged kids. Yeah. But you got to separate the art from
or
the
they look at like the U.S. government as like an evil imperialistic force that took away the knowledge that would have been. It's like burning down the library of Alexandria or whatever.
You're burning down the children of the island or whatever.
Look back, like, oh, they destroyed the pyramids. Now it's like, oh, they took down the island.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. This, the fact that all our creep overlords are being brought down, in my opinion, there's a war going between the 1% of North America versus the 1% of, like, Asia.
Wow.
Or Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we need to bring down everything. So let's attack them. Because I'm pretty sure they have people doing horrible things on their side as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess they're at war. So like, okay, we'll bring you down. P. Diddy, your number one pimp, brought him down. Jeffrey Epstein, number one down. All the clients list. Everyone wants to see the client list. No one believes in the 1% anymore, you know?
Wow, this is spooky. Dude, it's going to be the next 6 years, like 2030 is going to look so crazy. It's gonna be
nothing.
I think it's gonna. Well, things have happened since 2000 till now. Like our society is totally different.
COVID. Yeah, it will be different, but like it won't.
But we'll just be like slightly more miserable.
You look like me on stage.
Our kids will look disgusting more. They'll all be like just like little worms. Everyone's gonna look different. It's not gonna be like we're in cages or anything. Yeah. But we're just gonna be like. I guess I have to. I don't know what to do. I don't have a job anymore, and I don't have to do any. Like there'll just be people wandering the roads, not knowing what to do.
People are not going to leave their houses, man. Already people don't leave their houses.
Or you know exactly. It's gonna be like drifters.
I'm gonna leave my house. Let me put on my.
It's gonna be like people like standing on their porch, being like.
Outside, like people go outside, like they're the outsiders.
Yeah. It's me jogging. Hey guys, hey neighbor.
We're still recording my podcast here.
Oh jeez.
Like there's two flying cars. And we're still with this mic. We had like 6 ever posters here, slowly decaying. You're dead. It's just a cadaver. I'm dead. No, let's be honest. I'm gonna be dead. You just kept me and you have like little wires like and you do this. And like, hey gay, the world
juice.
You kept paying my rent because I've been here for so long. Rent is not expensive, so you just paid like, you know, a tenth of a Bitcoin.
Still haven't raised the rent here.
It's a tenth of a Bitcoin.
Oh, it's spooky.
The rest of the house have collapsed. This is the only part that is like, you're like, thanks guys to our 65 new subscribers.
I gotta stop listening to Dude, I gotta stop listening to Jon Stewart. Like, Jon Stewart is like the most, like, I thought Joe Rogan was like scary to listen to. Jon Stewart is like Doom Patrol. Like, he's talking about how horrible the future is gonna be. He's so funny though. So he makes it a ha ha ha. Then you leave and you're like, oh no.
No, I don't think.
Oh no.
Listen, I find that the Gen
Z. Why is Jon Stewart used to be all like.
Because he's an old man.
He's spooky.
He's an old man. Here's the thing.
So hot.
Gen Z, he is hot. Gen Z's don't know if you've spoken to a few like 20-year-olds. They all the woke movement, everyone thinks is they kept the best part, okay, but they're like, nah, this is there's a lot of stupidity. You know, they growing up in such a like, oh, I won't ever be able to afford a house. The market is shit. So they're like, no, you won't accept this. That's why they're listening to like motivational videos of David Goggins and stuff like that. Because they're like, no, we want to be, they still believe in the future. You gave up on the future because you're old. You know, you're going to die. But they're like, no, I'm going to be living in that world for the next 100 years. Most probably, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, no, I believe. Look, they're washing their ass, as my joke goes.
Yeah.
People have been washing their ass for hundreds of years in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Okay. It got here like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it got Hello Tushy. They made it cute. Yeah. Tushy, Hello Tushy.
They made it cute and cheap. Yeah.
Hello Tushy. You know?
They made it like a good bundle for a Christmas present.
They made it cute and cheap. This is what sells in America. And I bet you they don't make a lot of money. I think they want to get people hooked on the Tushy.
Okay.
It's cheap. You pay 30, 40 bucks with it?
Some of that, yeah.
And it's sturdy, right?
Yeah, it's
Why is it sturdy? Because it's the first product of its genre here. I'm pretty sure now if you buy a plastic one like yours, it's not good. The real... Because they couldn't make a
that. No.
Because you never needed a bidet, but now you use a bidet.
Yeah. For my old TikTok account, I keep getting like tons of people trying to send me stuff, but anytime I do it, I can't because it's like they're from the States, so I got to pay like shipping, so I'm like, screw it. But one of them was a bidet, a really nice one, like an $80 one.
You don't bidet.
I was going to get it. And
how
I was
much?
Like, it was like $80 to $100 or whatever.
I guess that's an intro level
bidet. But it was looked nicer than the one I had.
Okay.
You know, whatever. And it had the warm water on it.
But you don't have a warm water machine.
No, exactly. I have a nice, this is a nice warm water one.
Yeah, but.
The one that they were going to send me.
You need a warm water. Does it create warm water?
I don't know.
So you need a warm water input.
Yeah.
You don't have a warm water input.
No, but it goes into my sink. That's how my bidet works. It goes from, I connected my sink to my bidet. And then it goes, Osa's hot water. And I need to just switch back and forth.
Because most toilets, you have a knob underneath. And this is where the water in. The water that fills. So you drill the hole under your sink?
No, this is what I would have to do in order to get the warm water. Okay, I just put it behind my toilet.
Yeah, you would have to drill a hole, connect it. It's not easy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. And also, I said no because I'm not paying $20 shipping.
Okay, a better one is the one I have that does.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Whatever. But anyway, there's tons of bidets out there trying to send out bidets.
You will soon. I guarantee you. What? You will soon get a better bidet.
Why?
Because this is what people do.
Really?
Yeah. Wait till your wife makes some, like more money, or you're making more money. Why do people renovate their kitchens? You've been living in the same kitchen for 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Suddenly, I need to renovate. They get bored. I see it in like people I really care about and I talk to a lot and they make good money. Their hobby is spending money. Wow. Once you're comfortable and you got a job, you're just like, sad. I'm just going to buy something. Oh, I'm telling you, of course.
Renovating the kitchen has got to be the most annoying thing on the planet.
That's what.
You can't live in your house. It's so insane.
The second upper middle class and up, you got to spend money.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Not spend money?
I don't want to spend
money. You're insane.
You're the man, but
the woman's like, I need to spend money.
You know what I wanted to do? I just want to like build like a...
You want to build?
Maybe build.
There's a whole market about middle-aged men who want to build stuff. Come to Home Depot. Feel like a man.
Yeah.
Oh, you buy this Max hammer. Look how thick like a black is in your hand. Look how big it is. Yeah, you're a man. Are you a man or are you a... Whoa. You're a man. Buy this huge hammer. Are you going to shovel your interest with a shovel? Where are you?
Shovel interest?
No, you're a man. Shovel the snow.
Oh.
With a little shovel.
Why'd you say interest?
Sorry?
You said shovel my interest?
No, shovel your entrance.
Oh, enter.
Shovel your entrance? What are you going to do? Shovel your entrance with a shovel? Like a.
It's a good workout.
Like a fucking queer?
Yeah.
No, what you're going to do is that you're going to buy this Max 5000 super diesel engine home shoveler. Just. And you're like, I'm a man. Look at the machinery.
But I don't know. Like, I'm so used to, like, there's so much satire of those type of people.
And it's all true.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's satire. You're just poor. Reflection.
You're just not rich enough so you can afford all of that.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe I would get, like, a nicer computer.
Yeah,
that's all. Yeah, I want a nice, also like this. A nice screen. I want I want a screen with
that's
a screen
your,
above the screen.
That's your.
And then I want like blue lights, and then like a camera, and new OnlyFans.
That, you know, like people in the suburbs, they buy a snowblower. Everyone has a. You'll have five people, and they all have five different snowblowers.
Yeah.
And
I want a screen.
You, it's two screens. Imagine like the curved screen.
Yeah.
They're all connected.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Nice, like oh! Like a $10,000 chair.
Oh!
Yeah, all the wires are hidden in the so there's no free wire.
Yeah. Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's right.
Deep more. It's more. Nice. I like that.
You sit down and like the chair you have the things that you when you put your feet
yeah.
in, it's like a gel.
Ooh.
So you don't feel the pressure on your feet. Yeah.
Oh my God, you know exactly. You know me 100%.
You turn left and like you press a button and there's like a table that gets pushed and it has like an espresso
machine
with a tea maker that is connected to your computer.
Oh.
So it's pre-programmed.
That's
like it
really
knows
cool.
At 9:55
oh,
it just starts brewing.
Yes.
And then you already have, yeah.
Yeah. All right, sold. That was
you have a cold container like a cold fridge not far.
I'm not even joking. These are like I
can imagine. Yeah.
Oh, because I think about that, but I'm like, I don't know exactly what I want, but you put it exactly in the imagery that I
there's
can.
There's a lot of lights.
Yes, I love.
Your wife is not allowed because this is the boys' room.
No,
and
she
you
can
feel
come
like
in.
A man.
She can have like a couch where she can knit.
Sit in the. No, she's gonna want her knitting room.
Yeah.
Gabe, I want a solarium.
Yeah.
So I can knit.
She
knit.
Loves lights and
exactly.
plants and crap.
Exactly.
I don't like plants. I like minimum nothing. That's what I might. That's
you,
what
you
I,
know. You want to live in the future with like lights and laptops and.
Yeah.
I just want a sofa. I just want a sofa. You can just go get hugged by the sofa. Basically, take the position that I as I get older, just like, oh.
I want a
just
sofa.
Being hugged by my sofa.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
I wake up. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. And then I die.
Wow.
Oh, God, what a horrible life.
It's not bad.
Oh, my God. I grabbed your shirt.
Yeah, I know.
And I grabbed
your shirt. I know. Let go. Ow.
I grabbed your chest at the same time.
I never did that yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
This then, feels better?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, oh, it's fine. Or, ow. Or maybe like, I don't know. Like maybe a little train that goes from each room to room. Oh, no. Like, not on the ground, but like. It's a train that has like a tunnel that goes from room to room through little holes in the wall up. And it goes like, and I go, hey, train. And it goes away. And then it goes. And then every hour it's going all around the house. And it's such a big house that it takes an hour to come back.
And then you hear, because it's all holes, you hear like your wife talking to her mom. Mommy. Mommy. He stays in his room. He
stays in his train.
Mommy, we haven't 3 months, mommy. He's just like, hey, he's like, I got to keep my sperm. I read it on a Reddit forum. Those nerds say the sperm retention is the best way to optimize your health.
Wow.
Siri, didn't you tell me in 2024 you wanted me to lose weight? And now look at me. It's because I retained my sperm. Sorry, I don't know why she starts talking like you.
Yeah, and she's me all of a sudden talking in a British woman accent.
She's like, I don't know what to do.
Whew.
He's avoiding the sunlight.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe. Tell your friend. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, Spotify.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thank you. And come to our shows. We have a lot of cool shows coming.
On Sunday.
Sunday. And on Friday, April 26th. And then we're going back to Ottawa. And then we're doing a little tour in Ontario.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
And if you're this Friday, I'm opening for a magician. So come by if you're listening.
Go heckle Bunwee at him. Tell him, hey, where's my pin?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll bring pins.
I love you guys. I love you, Gene.
Bye. All right.